I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Water quality data about beaches on Long Island Sound has been publicly available for a while, but understanding it can be tricky. Now, a new online tool is helping to make that process easier. Bacteria can make you sick. Nothing new there. But when it comes to bacteria on the shoreline, the question is not if there's bacteria in the water, it's how much.
Every week in the summer, the departments of health around the region go out and collect a sample at each of our beaches. And all of that data has been collected by EPA.
Tracy Brown is with Save the Sound, an environmental advocacy organization. She says usually a little bacteria isn't enough to close a beach, but higher concentrations can. So, to get a handle on which beaches weren't meeting water quality standards, Save the Sound combed through 10 years of EPA data, assigning a letter grade of A through F to each beach. Then they took that info and mapped it.
We saw beaches along the Connecticut shoreline in the New Haven to Stamford region having grades that were decreasing. So that's a source of concern.
Brown says the map her group created, called Sound Health Explorer, also breaks out whether or not beaches failed water quality testing following a rainstorm.
You know, it's not uncommon for beaches to have too much bacteria, you know, and fecal contamination in the water after rain, because rain will flush a lot of waste off of the beaches, and streams and creeks that have pollution in them will flow at a higher rate into a nearby beach. But you really shouldn't see failures in dry weather. Dry weather means that there's a source like a failing sewer system or septic systems that are failing in wet weather and dry. So if that's going on, you're getting a failing grade in this tool.
According to the tool, Green Harbor Beach in New London was the only one that got an F. Sea Bluff Beach in West Haven got a D-, and Branford Point Beach got a D. In the future, Brown says the hope is to also add water quality data about non-beach locations like streams and harbors. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.